Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda Radhe, Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe. Priya Govinda Govinda Gopalare Bhakta Vatsala Bhagavata Priya Govinda Govinda Gopalare Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Govinda Gopala Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Govinda Gopala Radhe Bhakta Vatsala Mama Priya Govinda Govinda Gopala Radhe Bhakta Vatsala Bhagavata Priya Govinda Govinda Gopala Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Govinda Gopala Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Govinda Gopala Radhe Bhakta Vatsala Mama Priya Govinda Govinda Gopala Radhe Bhakta Vatsala Bhagavata Priya Govinda Govinda Gopala Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda Radhe Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe Bhakta Vatsala Tu Mama Priya Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe Bhakta Vatsala Bhagavata Priya Govinda, Govinda, Gopala Radhe
Wonderful Primo. Yeah. Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, my camera's a little foggy. Well, I don't know what to do about it because it doesn't seem to want to come off. Well, let us begin the satsang. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Paramatma Ki Jai. Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai. Satchasanga Ki Jai. I want to read to you something that we have discussed before, and it's important. Well, maybe first I ask you, what is it that you really want from yourself, from your life and your spirituality? What is that? Are you really discovering, seeking? Seeking's all right. Lauren wrote to me one time and talked about incessant seeking. I agree that as long as you're looking outside of yourself, that you're not going to discover. But are you devoted to God realization, realizing that inseparability? I hear people oftentimes say that they know there's no separation and they know this and they know that, but is it what you are most devoted to in your life is not only understanding the inseparability of oneself from anything, and that all is undividable, divine, total, and that it's a mystery that cannot be figured by thought, and yet is found in the heart and the way one lives. Are you devoted to that?
Yes.
You need not answer me. Are you devoted to God realization that you will, or do, or are? Never doubting what is true in you. That's one way to be devoted, is to cease doubting or think that someday, sometime, some other place, some other way, I will come upon it somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I want to read something to you out of the Svetavatara Upanishad. And I'll explain it to you first, just the words, and then I'll reread it so that you can understand it well for yourself. The unique majesty of Atman. Atman means the self nature that's inseparable from God. God means that which is within all, is all, that has brought this dreaming into the experience of life. Discovered through love. So now I start again. The unique majesty of the Atman, the self-nature, consists in the fact that it does not expand or contract by association with upadis, great or small. So what the Upanishad is saying is that the self-nature isn't limited to your limited ideas. Never is. It does not become holy through a person's good action. That's a silly idea. That God would become holy because you act well. Nor sinful through evil action. Because it's associated with upadhis, is illusionary and not real. Means all of your limitations are your own illusion and there's nothing real in them. Upadhi means that which limits what cannot be limited. And you limit it through doubt. Doubt will limit. Because you say, prove it to me, that's a limitation. And you should consider that just the fact that you're alive and there's an earth spinning is no proof is needed. So the soul's association with upadhis, limitations that you put on yourself, is illusionary and not real. But evil action, and it can be also unbeneficial action. I like this part very, very much. Listen up, Pew. But evil actions, unbeneficial actions, not good actions, bad actions, create a barrier and hinders a person from beholding the truth. Whereas good action removes the barrier. So this is why I'm forever and forever and forever talking about love, talking about doubtlessness, speaking about forgiveness. Speaking about ceasing to compare, because that's one of the limitations, that's one of the upadhis, is comparing yourself to anything. Because, oh, Antisa, I want to go through this, what we talked about the other day.
Yes, Shantimai.
Yeah, okay.
I heard you and your thoughts right before you said that.
Well, good for you. So, you don't need to listen to my thoughts, Antisa. Get out of there. So, stay out, Antisa. So, let's just go into comparison for a moment. Okay? Someone was saying the other day, this is a discussion that Antisa and I were having. Someone said the other day that they had lived their whole life thinking or trying to prove that they were special. I don't need any commentary. And then I said to them, you're not special. And this is coming out in a book. And I said to the person who's writing the book, you cannot take people's speciality away. Because they won't like it. But you can explain to them that they are unique in all of the world. And there's never going to be another one like them. Ever, ever, throughout all eternities, infinities, creations, dissolutions, you are unique in all of the world. And that's our commonness. And when you explain to people that they are, and it's true, you as, let's say again, PO dreaming, are a unique dream that will never be repeated, even from day to day, moment to moment, let alone. And this uniqueness is greater than speciality because there's no comparison anywhere. Comparison is gone. And the need to be whenever you think of yourself as special, you will always think of somebody else as less special or somebody else as more special. You just will. That's what speciality is comparison. But when you know that you are totally and absolutely unique in the dreaming of God's creation, and that there is not another one like you in all of God's creation, never will be, never has been, then all comparison is dropped away. And we realize that this is our commonness. It's common to every blade of grass, every breath. So this is why oftentimes I say that, you know, when we're speaking, I don't know if you get tired of hearing about forgiveness and then you decide not to forgive. Because, oh my gosh, I can't. Forgiving doesn't make things right. Nothing's going to make things right. It's already occurred, so you can't make it right. You can only change the energy. You can't go back to the past. But you can change the energy of the past inside yourself and put it in the hands of the divine. I always say put it in the hands of God, as though God's a great big huge being somewhere out there that has his hands full, say the least. Do you get tired of hearing that love is the way? Do you enter love when it's very, very, very difficult to do so? And then, as Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, do you offer the fruit of those actions to God? So wrong action means anything that's harmful or divisive to anyone else, creates a barrier of understanding and hinders a person from beholding the truth. Even though the truth is not touched by bad action or good action, doesn't become holy because you're a good guy, doesn't become evil because you're, you know, because you're a thief. Beyond that, untouched by it, is your soul. And oftentimes I speak to you about your purity, and I can already hear the clamor of thoughts about, well, yes, but. Your purity is that which is untouched by good or bad actions, by holiness or sinfulness. This is very deep. And yet the Upanishad puts it very much into what is really important. Whereas good actions removes the barrier. Love, consideration, forgiveness, doubtlessness, all of these kind of qualities that I talk about are so often. Evil actions, bad actions, and those which are divisive, demeaning, unkind, create a barrier. Here's a person from beholding the truth. Whereas good action means what we speak of all the time. And I ask you, make that turn removes the barrier so that one can really and truly see. And you don't have to be any special way. All this purity that I'm speaking about has to do with that which is untouched by holy or evil, good or bad, right or wrong, is always absolutely and totally pure in you. And yet in this dream world, there are doors that open to see that this is so, so one can, does move into doubtlessness, doesn't play with it anymore. And there are those that close doors and keep one locked into their thoughts. And resentments. Mm-hmm. Felt it was really important to read it out of the Upanishad. We've spoken about it before. God does not become holy because you become holy. God does not become evil because you have these ideas of evil. Those are upadhis, means limitations set by the mind that you believe in rather than seeing the truth. Upadhis. U-P-A-D-H-I. And we move them out of the way just by Jesus' words, do unto others as you'd have others do unto you. So simple. If you carried that around in your consciousness, you couldn't help but see the truth. Even though, well, you would have to see it everywhere, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. I wonder, I've been wondering for 2 days if people really desire, if their desire is aimed towards really realizing God within themselves without doubting and without denying, and what that means to a person. And are you afraid of that? I'd be more afraid of the dreaming of duality. If I had a choice, I'm not afraid of either one. Well, who knows? We'll see. This far, no. It's a very important question, I feel. Is your heart the target, the wisdom, the way through, and is the desire attached to the projectile, that which is being aimed towards God realization? One thing you're going to have to get over is the idea that realization is attached to the idea of ego. It's not. I met a lot of people in satsang over the years who had a lot of personality when they said, well, they understood, and they, you know, that it's all one and so like that. But they were saying the actuality of it. Even though they had a lot of little baggage and burrs and kind of all kinds of little doubts in themselves about it that were obvious, they were saying what was true. I always loved it because they were saying what is true and they didn't realize it was true because they had all those little ideas about it and all those little doubts about it and all that little superiority going on. And yet they were saying what is absolutely 100% accurate. Okay, does anybody want to raise their hand? Ken, please.
Namaste, Guruji.
Namaste.
Hi. I was just considering what you were asking, actually, what I am seeking. So in the past, before meeting you, I think it would have been like, self-development and this and that, you know. And since knowing you, it's been more like just a way of life, actually. I don't even consider the word seeking at all. I don't see it as like I'm looking for enlightenment or this or that. It's just you suggest, you direct me to a certain place, the heart. And I just live out of there and just, it's just a way of life. I just see it as that, really, Guruji. I don't see it as like seeking this or that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And just applying that.
Do you see yourself and all beings and that which has and is and will continue to stir in the maya of life, the illusion of existence, and that which is beyond and is the dreamer itself.
Mm. I do. Especially when I do not, I get reminded by what you say, especially the thing that you said about the movie screen or the theater, mm-hmm. cinema screen and the projector. And that once the movie starts, you know, you don't think about the screen anymore, nor the projector, but it's always there.
That's right.
And yet it's always there.
The movie can't do without it.
That's right. Yes. And really?
Go ahead.
I was also observing the birds flying in the sky the other day. I mean, I've been observing them quite a while now. And I just thought how doubtless they are as to where they're heading. And like, it's just amazing, mesmerizing. And just, I'm just filled with wonderment when I see them just going by, doing their business and just flying in the sky and just like, wow, you know, without a map, without any GPS or sat nav, they just know where to go and so doubtless.
Yeah. And the sky is absolutely empty and still.
Mm-hmm. That's all I want to share, Guruji.
That's all I want to share, too.
Namaste.
Namaste. No one else's hand is up? I'm not asking you to grade yourself. I'm asking because your heart has asked me to ask you. I'm not asking you to come to any position. I think the conversation just now with Ken is really revealing. It's the observations that open up in your heart and reveal to you. It's a time to put yourself in order, at least. Go by the teachings of love, at least. Mela Green? Your sound is not on.
I'm Now it's on?
Yeah.
Hello, Shanti Mai. Yeah, it's always a deeply pleasure to see you and to hear you. And I want to share some experience from the morning. If you would ask me yesterday your question, I would give you an
answer. No. Hold on. It's not my question. It's your question.
Okay.
I'm not asking this question. I have no question in my heart or soul. Go ahead.
Then I would give an answer from my heart and also from my mind. And it would be a yes.
Are they separate? Are your heart and mind separate? Or are they one functioning, inseparable marriage? Okay, go ahead, please.
And I made in the morning an experience. I was praying and I had the situation that I could feel very deeply how I was more close to this, to God in my heart. And it felt so, yeah, I was crying also. And then I could feel in my body from the point from my heart that like thin treats, or I don't know how to spell it in English, went through my body until my arms. And it was amazing. It was like it got more space in myself. And yeah, it's still touching me.
Oh, that's good. This is yourself. This is not an it or a he, although we can call it it and he. We can. It's not an error, but to realize that you're being breathed by the name we call God. Your heart is beating only by that power, not your own. When the ovum and the sperm explode into possibility, those moments are not chosen by us, although we can get close to it. Mm-hmm. By understanding the moon phases and so like that, but still, sometimes yes, sometimes no. I'm very touched by what you say. And I would like to request again, to ask you again, and I don't want an answer. Marry your heart and mind. And why are you all peeved off at God? Didn't God give you something you wanted?
I can understand your what you said, but why I said this, my answer would come from my heart and from my mind, because from the mind is always coming a little bit the doubt between. This is why
that's not true. That doubt isn't coming from your mind. That doubt is coming from your choice to pick up a doubt.
Okay.
No. Take responsibility for it.
Mm.
You're choosing to entertain the idea of doubt. That's where you come to learn to control your thoughts. Not that you make them go away. I'm getting a little bit of a echo here. I don't know why. Not that you make them go away, but that you learn to ignore them. And when you learn to ignore them, particularly doubt and hate and all the dualistic kind of ideas, you will find how brilliant your mind and heart married together, the alchemical marriage of heart and mind. You can't think without your heart. You can't love without your consideration. They're one. But you have to, you know, I really appreciate what you're saying. Everything that comes to satsang is really good. It's like this idea of ego. When you look through the eyes of ego, somebody else's ego, all you're going to see is ego. And what is ego? Ego is the idea of separation and isolation. It's absolutely untrue. There is only God. Just the fact that you can see me and, you know, move your head a little bit, eat food, have a heartbeat, breathe, is proof enough. So it's not the mind that creates the idea of doubt. The word doubt may come through, ideas about doubt may come through, but you're the one who hooks into them and says, yeah, I'll go for that for a while.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Yeah. There's an open door for you. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Good points that are brought to satsang. There's never an error in satsang. No one has ever erred in satsang. Not when they're sincerely present. Sometimes we have people who aren't sincerely present, but that hasn't stopped till India. What a beautiful cat. Mm-hmm. Really very nice. Very beautiful eyes.
Yes.
I have two very beautiful dogs. Three very beautiful cats, two very beautiful fish.
Yeah, if he's looking at me, my heart is immediately very open.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that cat's heart is beating by the grace of God, dreaming the cat. And the cat is breathing by the grace of God, dreaming the breath. Mm-hmm. And this can be, I won't go into it now, but this can be literally explored and seen why that this is said to be true. Maybe we go into it someday. Why is it a dreaming?
Mm-hmm.
Call it a dreaming rather than a reality.
Yes.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste, Shanti Mai.
When you have that idea of doubt, just let it go by.
I will do this.
Okay. Shimananda, how are
Namaste,
you?
Namaste, Shanti Mai. Greet
you.
I just got the, the last person who said something, now you said that it's very important to, that everything is whole, everything is in the field. And therefore, I had the question I want to ask you today. Last week, I didn't feel good. I had some feeling of there's something bad coming to me, in a way, something, a kind of depressed feeling, kind of pressure. And yesterday evening, I met a person who told me that a lot of people said something negative about me. And when I heard about it, I have the feeling that I was feeling this, but I couldn't say if it's coming something bizarre, if it's something in the field, but I got this feeling. But I didn't know where to put it. So I want just to ask you if this is possible or that's just imagination.
Oh, just put it in the trash.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, one of the things that Sahara, he was my assistant for over a decade. That man who said that to you wasn't doing you any favor. And, you know, he would never tell me if somebody said something, he would never bother me with it. Never. you can rise above all of that and be kind to people naturally, not out of making it happen or make it just because you're a kind-hearted person. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then you won't be in such a field. And I have to be, I have to go back a little bit because it's not important that everything is in the field, you know, that everything is in the field. You will either see it or you won't. And the field is a dreaming. It's impermanent by nature. And every perception, every sound, every color, every shape is absolutely inseparable one from the other. It's like the birds in the sky. We're not putting it together. We're discovering that it can't be pulled apart. There's no gap. It's not like if I say, oh, all of this is one, it's one. Actually, I don't believe it's one at all. I believe it's total without any number that could insinuate another number. And that what you're experiencing is what the Buddhists call samsara and the Hindus call maya. And are you done? And the Australian Aboriginals call the dreaming, and the Vaishnavas call it a dreaming, the impermanent experience of life, and all kinds of things. Maybe next week I'll read out of the Upanishad again what comes with Maya. What comes with Maya? And you can still remain in a, you can, must remain in a state of love. Remember, Shimanand, maybe you were in satsang when I was talking to Achala, and I told this story twice now. She was in Mandali. And Achala is a very soft and gentle soul, extremely so, naturally. And her face was bright red, and I've never seen it that red before. I've seen it a little pink, but never bright red like that. And she said, I'm angry. And I said, well, okay. And she says, Shanti Mai, does it mean that I'm not in a loving state? And I said, is there someone you hate? She said, no. I said, then you're in a loving state. And she took that so deep into herself that the one that she was angry with and has been for a few years has been resolved. So you take the teachings of love. They're not easy teachings. They're not difficult teachings. They're challenging because love says you cannot say no to anything or anyone ever. You have to say yes. And it may hurt, and it may feel even artificial. But once you say yes, it's no longer artificial. Once you open that door to the yes, it's no longer artificial. It may even still have that feeling, but it's not. Mm-hmm. So I would say your mantra is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and do unto yourself as you would have others do unto you. And your life will be set in order, and you will be walking the Dharma very, very well. And you probably are anyhow. Everything's a teaching. Everything's a teaching. The Achilles anger was a great teaching. And it's just not a place she goes. She can be irritated. She can be upset. But she was red-faced, fire-breathing, angry. And her first question was, Shanti Mai, am I out of the state of love? It touched me so deeply. It touched everybody there. Do you hate this person? No. That was immediate. No thought about it. And I said, you're okay. You're okay. You're doing good. Huh? You're doing right. Whatever. It doesn't even need those words, right and good. I gotta go. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
You're welcome. Put it in the trash. And you know, this might be something that you learn from too, like learn from Sahara. Why to bother people with such ideas? Why to mix up their heart and their head with somebody doesn't like you because you have some problem? And Sahara would, you know, there's probably 1,000 people he met over the decade plus that didn't like me, didn't like what I did. He just didn't bother me with it. And I won't bother anybody else with it either. Anything that will hurt their heart, hurt their soul, make them feel terrible about themselves, why? Gossip. And we, you know, Madhu's sitting here, and Madhu, she likes a little gossip, but she says she doesn't. And we do have a little gossip in our Sangha. But I would say that what we speak about is always to find resolution and never to hurt anyone. Never. And I've been as red-faced angry at a situation in my life as Achila was in hers. And I never, for a moment, lost the love. So there is a thing about speaking about others. There is a thing about being angry. And there is a thing about living in the heart that really regulates that kind of a thing very well. And not falsely. You understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Shanti Mai, sorry to interrupt, but before Tara, just to remind you to say something of the Gayatri initiation to this group.
Oh, yeah, I will. This is not a group. This is a sangha. This is a gathering. This is satsang. Yes. We don't have groups.
Yes.
We don't have workshops. We don't work and we don't shop. So this is a gathering. Satsang means a gathering for truth. I don't have groups. So poor old Antisa, she gets it all the time. I tell you, but she doesn't mind. Do you? That was not a sincere head shake. No, we don't do gatherings and we don't talk little, we don't have little things to say and all of that. Antis is coming into the language pretty well. So, Tara, are you cold?
Yes, a little bit.
I was freezing last night.
Oh!
I was really warm under my nice blankets. But my nose and my face, I had to cover it. It was so cold. I never experienced, it woke me up. I never experienced cold like that before.
Mm.
Do you have a heater?
Yes, but it switched off. It's just 15 degrees or something.
Oh, 15 is okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
About 5 below.
No, it's not that
five
hard.
Minus, six it, minus.
It's more a theater, you know.
Yeah, okay. Anyhow, what's on your last heart and teeny little mind?
Emotional time.
What's that?
I had an emotional time also to
that
face.
Surprise me.
No. Especially after this day in Terra di Saccia, and I had a lot of challenges with some persons, and I'm so happy to have the Sangha and also my friends, yes, to have always somebody to talk to.
Yes.
And I don't know, but if I listen to your to satsang today, it was like my intensity to push up the fire of anger. It's like I push myself to look forward to what is real, what I want, and what my heart wants, and the heart.
Why didn't you just stop that relationship?
Yeah, it was that one. Yes,
of course. Yeah. Why don't you just slice it away from your life? Why don't you get the sword of discrimination out and just say, done. This relationship has brought you so much sorrow.
Yes. I mean, I did a lot of work and suddenly, yeah, that's true. I just have to stop.
Well, it's up to you. It's not up to me.
Yeah, but what I found out was if I stop the anger and also the point of myself to play with the game of being important for somebody in that way, it's not the way I...
That's really deep seeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're important to me. I'm not just saying it for your joy. You're important to me. Why do you keep pushing on that person that they have to think something about you that they don't want to think? I don't think you're going to succeed in it. You haven't so far.
No, my lesson is just to follow my own heart and what I want to, and not to feed anymore.
Good for you.
For me, I found out I lost her for years now, and now she is in the process. But I don't care. It's not. I feel so happy.
Why don't you bring out the sword of discrimination and love her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cut it away and love her. What is all this consistent emotional weight? Why?
For me, it was helpful to listen to your sentence. This I don't like, but I love.
Yes,
and, with that I can.
As we were talking to Shimananda, everything is a teaching, and nothing is brought to satsang by mistake. But how long are you? How long has this been going on?
The separation, 5 years.
No, the relationship in a sense of always having not to be yourself, but somebody else and vice versa. What is all this staging and acting and how long has that been on?
In this relationship, 20 years, but I think it's a... I think it's something has to do with my personality for maybe by birth or I don't know.
No. All these excuses.
You're just for 20 years.
No. I'm not going to hear it. You're just attached. There's something that you want that has never happened in 20 years. But everything is a teaching. This is a long one. You keep going around in the same old circle, same old circle, same old circle, same old circle.
Yes. Go ahead. But what was new was that I had a conversation with her. And after that, I feel that the my conversation also with other people, or the fear, or it's not fear, but the maybe it's my control mechanism of everybody that gives me the feeling of insecurity. It's gone. I mean, it feels like I can feel.
Really good to hear.
The beauty of the other person. And it's not, I don't want to be in this cloud anymore. And I don't want to see and put other people in that cloud. And so it was so, yeah. So the outcome.
And the talk, we'll see where it goes. Yeah. You know, it's not, everything is a teaching. It's just how long do you remain in this drama? And not much comes out of it. But if you have the sense of not being insecure, that could run through your entire life in a very good way. That could run through your life in a very good way. That could be very broad and very deep for you in all of your relationships, mostly inside yourself.
Yes. And with this non-insecurity, I felt that I'm complete. And with my energy body, with my, I'm complete, I'm healthy, I'm total. In this one moment, I mean, I have other moments, but.
No, let's take that moment through your life. And I'm going to add something to it. Don't be looking for security. That's all made up by insurance companies. You can pass away. Anything can happen in this dreaming at any time whatsoever. Your security is your relationship, elationship, true. Unbounded, inseparable awareness of God in your heart. That is your security. There's no other security here. Anything can happen. Anything. That's what Maya is all about. That's what samsara is all about. That's what the world is all about. That we come to see that our I hope it's not what I think it is. Our true nature, which has spread the stars across the sky, which has given the breath to all of life, which is fire, water, air, earth. Which is movement. You remember that one wonderful statement? I want to get it while you're here. It's a Jesus statement. It's so beautiful. Oh, I hope I have it. Well, I don't see it. But the last line in the statement, that Jesus is telling I think, I don't know who he's telling it to, probably the apostles, somebody who has taken his teaching very deeply. He says, when they ask you where you're from, tell them, I come from the light that has come into being all by itself. I just love that. And mentions the sun. And then Jesus mentions something about being chosen by the Father to be alive, basically. And then they said, what if someone asks, what is the proof of your Father in you, of God in you? And Jesus said, movement and rest is the proof of my Father in me. Those are added by me. He didn't say that. He said, movement and rest. Do you move?
Yes.
Do you rest?
Yes.
There's your security. There's no other security. In the dreaming, anything can happen. And does.
Yes.
Yes, so don't be looking for security. Forget it. Unless you're going to realize that your security lies in the heart, in the breath, in the mystery only.
Yeah, it was the moment if I left my insecurity that this appearance came and this not face, but it was like yeah, I was full of love. It's just simple.
Well, don't be shy to say so.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you too.
I love you.
I love you too. That's easy.
Yeah.
That's so easy. Mm-hmm. Well, that's so easy. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so easy to rise and love. Well, it's so easy. Mm-hmm. Well, it's so easy. Mm-hmm. Well, it's so easy. Mm-hmm. One day, love is the only place that you will be, because that's who you are. And one day you will not be able to say what love is. And but you will not be able to hate anyone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Namaste.
Namaste.
Mm-hmm. What, Antisa?
Nothing. I was just lowering Tara's hand and just running the controls over here.
God realization is, I shall repeat my master's words, living in an absolute state of non-duality, God is love. And the one thing that you'll always be able to recognize in the quality of love, because it's so vast and so undefinable, really, is that it displays love. like a peacock, it displays the inseparability. It is the union of all hearts. There's no doubt about it. God is love, Maharaji. Mm-hmm. He used to say it like a little boy. God is love. Mm-hmm. Is Premo gonna sing for us?
Yes, but you should speak about Gayatri, I think, before that.
Okay, so Gayatri. What do you want me to say?
Those who are here this week may not have been here last week because it's a different time zone. So you spoke a little about what the initiation entailed and divination whole work.
I don't think I said anything about what it entails, but what we will do is people will sign up. We will have to go through the mudras first. We have to go through the mudras. Somebody wrote to me today, very beautiful letter, but they said, well, I don't know how much I can, you know, be true to it or something like that, but I really want to do it. Be true to it. Do it. Or don't sign up. Really? Why to bother with it? If every month you have to make up some kind of report and you didn't really do anything and you just have to say something, you know, this is for people who really, truly want to be immersed in the grace of the Gayatri. And we, like I said before, we took 2 years before we even went into the initiation. And I'm not going to go through those 2 years again, but there is a preparation because just chanting the Gayatri Mantra is absolutely wonderful, particularly when you have in your intention that it cross the world and touch every heart. We must go through some familiarity with the Gayatri before we can go into the initiation. The initiation, all of it came of its own. We must go through the mudras. We must chant Gayatri at least a mala every day for maybe a month. We really have to go through this. And because it immerses us in the sound and the meaning becomes evident and the mother's grace becomes evident and we awaken something that's already in our body. We just awaken the Gayatri Mantra in its bij form. Bij means seed. So in the initiation, it goes, Tat Sa is a seed, V is a seed, Tur is a seed. So it's a very deep involvement. It's not something trendy or something just to do because you feel like you want to right now. It's a real commitment, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And Shri is signing people up for the mudra. But I may ask people to chant the Gayatri Mantra for a month, one mala a day, before they even begin the mudras. So these are talks that we're going to have. We'll have Zoom meetings, a few Zoom meetings about these kinds of things. And, you know, it's like diving into the ocean. You're going to get wet. You don't dive in thinking that you're not going to get wet. I know the divers. I know what you're saying. But we're getting soaked and immersed into the Gayatri, and that's who I want to serve in this. Because the last initiation went through a lot of study to get to the end initiation. A lot of study. Didn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to come in, I want you to come in. But I don't want you to come in halfway. Because I don't want you to come in halfway. You come in fully, and you're more than welcome. Mm-hmm. So Sri's taking a registration. I want to have a donation. It will take at least 4 months to finish this part. At least, it may take five. There's three sets to the mudras. That takes a month apiece. We're going to prepare ourselves for the mudras. And then we will see where it goes, because actually I don't generate or direct the initiation. It's done elsewhere. I've been waiting for a long time just to hear what I shall do. And it's forming. Mm-hmm. So there's no dee-dee-dee-dee. For me, we can even chant a mala of Gayatri mantra for a month and then chant a half a mala for another month. I don't know. I never know, really. I know, and I'm not even sure how the initiation's going to go. So if you come in, you come in to be immersed into the Gayatri for as long as it takes. And after the mudras, I'm going to ask for another donation, because the intensive take or the initiation takes a year. That it does, 9 months. And usually more, because sometimes I want to just say, we stop for 2 weeks, nothing. Uh-huh. And I want people to come in and do as I say, not as they wish. Many times last initiation, people would say, well, I did it this way. Well, that's not the way that you've been instructed. So if you're not very good at taking direction, if you really don't know if you can do it, if you don't come in, just don't bother with it. But if you really want to do it, you're really welcome, and it's going to be wonderful. So that's my view. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear anybody say, I did it this way. Well, you didn't do it the way that that Mother Gayatri has said that you should. So you have to learn to take direction. So there's a lot in it. There's a lot in it. There's a lot in it. I'm just looking because I have a moth flying in the house, and I don't want the moth flying in the house. So that's the story of why I'm looking around. Mm-hmm.
Shanti, my one thing that you said last week that you haven't mentioned today is that those who were in the last...
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that, Antisa. Those who have taken the initiation will not take the initiation this time. They can come in for the mudras. If they want to go through the mudras, they can come in for the mudras, but they cannot take the initiation of the garland yantra. This is a yantra mantra mudra study. And it all has to do with the Gayatri. Mm. So there's a yantra gazing, there is mudra forming, there is an initiation around the yantra with the Bij mantras that take at least 9 months to complete. And it's once a month, an assignment that should be done every day, at least 4 days a week. That's what I say. So the people can come in for the mudras, but then I'll take a break and we will check our roster to make sure that no one who was in the initiation, maybe they didn't get the message, will be in the initiation again. They will not be, because they were in that particular initiation, which was particularly marvelous. And it's not something that needs to be or should be done again. But I want to make another thing very clear here, Antisa, and thank you for asking. When we completed the last 3 years, I said to the people who were in that particular initiation, now the materials are yours. You can do with them as you will. You can go through the yantra as you will. You can go through the mudras as you will. They are yours, but I won't bring them into a form again. They can have their own form because they know it. They know how to move through it. You look a little stunned, Antisa. Are you a little stunned?
I feel very energetically fried.
Oh, I'm really glad. I'm really glad. Okay, that's what I have to say, you know, is that you come in because you really want to do the work. You're going to do the work. You're dedicated to the work. It's going to take at least I would say 1 year and a few months to complete. First, we get ourselves immersed in the Gayatri. We offer the mudras. We stop for a week or so, give time for registration for the initiation and go through that way. It looks like that. I'm not sure. Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was really something. I mean,
yeah,
we would go off into something else, and I don't know why, but we did. So it's not formed like that. I would ask the people to care about what they're doing in this situation. And if the mudras are going to be a good indicator, because if you don't practice that, what's the use of getting into a year's practice? So there's a little space for, no, I don't want to do this. Okay, Antisa, is there anything else that I haven't said that I need to say?
Not that I can recall right now.
Okay, maybe you remind me next week and we'll repeat it again for those who, you know, haven't shown up. And you can record this in your extraordinary memory.
Sometimes it's extraordinary, sometimes it's terrible. So can't always rely on that. Yeah. But Sri did send out an email about a week ago. So for those who are here and who haven't seen that, check your spam folder, because it did come out. And if it didn't come into your inbox, it might be hiding.
Yes, and those who are meant to be there will be there, and those who are not meant to be there will not be there. That's the way it always works. That's how satsang works. Primo? Primo? There she is.
Yes. My guitar gave up almost, so
this is... What do you mean?
The battery is empty.
What's empty?
My battery in the guitar is almost empty.
Oh, you need a battery in the acoustic guitar.
Yes. Om Shanti Shanti. Thank you.
city. Om Shanti, Shanti. Shanti. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, 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 Rama. Om Shanti, Shanti. Shanti. Om Shanti, Shanti. Shanti. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, 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 Rama. Rama, 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 Rama. Om Shanti, Shanti. Shanti. Oh, oh, Om Shanti, Shanti. Shanti. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, 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 Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, 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 Rama. Shanti, 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 Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, 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 Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama. Rama, Rama, Rama.
Thank you, Prema. Such a great chant. I really look forward to next time we're together. You know, I have to say I'm very grateful for Zoom. It has held our Sangha together.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And we always thought, well, it wouldn't be, well, I don't know what everybody thought, But I heard some comments that it may not be such a great thing because it's computerized and all of that. But it's worked out really well. It's worked out so well. And yeah, I have a lot of gratitude for Zoom giving us this, well, this hall here.
Global hall, the global hall.
Yeah, the global hall, that's right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Namaste, everyone. Om Shri Satche Maha Prabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagwan Ki Jai, Satchasanga Ki Jai.